Not sure how many engineers there are out there, but if you worked in an engineer's workshop or a tool room, you might be familiar with this little book. I'm sure they're well long gone by now, but whenever I was a young man, left school, just had literally turned 16, left school, went to the tech, did a BTEC, and then later on what was known then as a HND, a higher national diploma in engineering. One summer in work experience, I worked for a small engineering company. They were subsequently brought over. They moved to our hometown of Lisburn. They offered me a job, and they were now in the confines of a large factory floor. And I really enjoyed working on the lathes and the milling machines, and really enjoyed engineering work in those days. And never thought I'd be doing anything different. Certainly never thought I would be a preacher or a pastor at all. It wasn't even on the radar in those days, away back in 1995, 96, 97, around that time. But this little booklet, whenever different tools were brought in, cutting tools for milling machines and things, we often got these little booklets, and you kept them in the top pocket of your boiler suit, and they were really helpful. That's why it's called the counselor. And they were filled with all sorts of different information about cutting speeds and the size of drill bits for taps and dies to make threads and bolts and holes and so on and so forth. And there was also a lot of conversion tables in the little Presto toolbook as well. Decimal equivalents, converting from imperial to metric. Some of our young people mightn't know much about that in these days, but oftentimes those were things that had to be done, conversion from imperial to metric. And you're always referring to this little book, so helpful, thinking about conversion from imperial to metric or vice versa. And that's why it's called The Counselor. And you know, this little book was very, very popular in those days, along with another book. Don't have one of those anymore, but a little book called a Zeus book. And often the Presto book and the Zeus book were two books kept in the top pocket of the engineer's boiler suit. They always had to be near at hand, these little vest pocket companions. And dear friends, the Word of God is a much greater vest pocket companion. This little book is called Our Counselor. A counselor is like a guide, gives direction in life, and the Word of God is described as being a lamp to your feet and a light onto our pathway. And the one who inspired the Word of God is the Holy Spirit himself. The person and work of the Holy Spirit is something that should thrill every believer and thrill every Christian. And it was the Spirit of God that inspired the scriptures. And oftentimes the Holy Spirit is referred to by preachers, men like A.W. Tozer, and there's biblical warrant for doing so, referred to as the Counselor. Whenever he has come, he shall guide you into all truth. He shall testify of me, the Saviour said. When he has come, the Spirit of truth, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Paul says in Romans 8, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So this little Presto book, Engineers Cutting Tools, described as a counselor. And so it is with the Holy Spirit of God. He is the Christian's counselor. He is the Christian's guide. And one of the big features in this little book are the conversion tables, decimal equivalents, converting imperial to metric. And the Word of God speaks so much about that wonderful and vital experience that the Word of God calls conversion, being changed by the grace of God, having a turning point in your life whereby you turn from your sins, that's repentance, and then you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's faith. And whenever you bring faith and repentance together, it results in this wonderful experience of conversion, a turning from self and sin and a turning unto God. And that is the primary theme of the Word of God with regards to our response to the person and work of Jesus Christ. Whenever we understand why the Son of God came, what he came to do, how he accomplished that, and the promises given us in the gospel, and we feel our need for cleansing, for forgiveness, for mercy, we realize we're on the wrong road, and we come to put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. That's conversion. And the Lord Jesus said, except you be converted. Become as little children, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of God. Lift your Bible today, friends. Allow the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, the Comforter, to speak to your heart. And I trust today that you have been converted and you know what it is to be saved. Because except you're converted, you'll never be in God's heaven. And if you're converted, you become a new creature in Jesus Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Friends, thanks for listening. See you again very soon.